Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Trump administration is now withholding over $100 million from the Palestinian Authority. We also have, of course, the Taylor Force Act, which has passed the House and is still waiting for a vote in the Senate. The bottom line is we should not be funding the Palestinian Authority until they cease and denounce funding and support for terrorism. The president is now making some serious actions that previous presidents were afraid to do. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, we've talked before in this program about the Taylor Force Act. That particular bill passed the House. It's now waiting for a vote in the Senate, just like it seems like so many things wait for votes in the Senate. President Donald Trump has an agenda. The House cooperates with that agenda, and then it gets stuck in the Senate. Well, this Taylor Force Act is designed to defund the Palestinian Authority until they cease and denounce funding and support for terrorists and their families for acts against Israel and the United States. But President Donald Trump and the State Department have already made some movement here, and they have withheld $65 million and then also say that they're going to withhold another $45 million, over $100 million, from the Palestinian Authority because they're not serious about stopping violence and moving forward with peace.
No, they're not. The Palestinian Authority is an Islamic terrorist organization. They, in their 2017 budget, they allocated and spent $358 million on payments to terrorists and their families who would kill innocent Israeli citizens. It spent $322 million on their stipends, terrorist stipends. And again, as you know, Matt, much of that aid comes from the United States with an average of $335 million annually given to the Palestinian Authority over the last 5 years. Here is President Trump taking it a step further. It within his constitutional authority, certainly Congress has the power of the purse here, and that's why this Taylor Force Act must be passed and signed into law by the president. But in the meantime, the executive branch and the president here has the authority to distribute and to disseminate these funds, and it is certainly within his constitutional authority and purview to withhold funds from certain, like he's done with the United Nations and certain countries, for instance, that have attacked Israel. He's doing the same here against the Palestinian Authority and these terrorists and saying, nope, we're going to withhold, at least for now, $110 million of potential funding that could be used for terrorist purposes.
You know, and I think we all agree terrorism is awful. I mean, it's just horrendous. But yet we don't really hear that much in the media about these terrorists are being paid salaries to kill. Their spouses are being given salaries. Their families are getting a stipend for each child. They're guaranteed a government job when they get out of jail. And so this really needs to be brought to the forefront, I believe, that we're not only funding this, but they're giving all this money to kill.
Yeah, the media will not cover what the Palestinian Authority is actually doing and how they're using American taxpayer dollars. What they will say is, well, the president ultimately is withholding $65 million now and $45 million later from the Palestinian Refugee Aid Program. It makes the reader think that these are people that are going to soup kitchens, going to a singular place within the community for clean water and living in tents out in the middle of a desert.
No.
These are modern cities that they refer to as refugee camps. These have manufacturing plants. They have modern roads. These are not what you would think of as so-called refugee camps.
Right. And if they have an Israeli citizenship, they're given even additional money every month.
Yeah. So here what we have is if a person goes out and commits a crime against an Israeli, a Jew, and or a U.S. citizen, and ultimately is sentenced to between 3 and 5 years, then they get a stipend, $580 a month. Now, the amazing thing is that that is quite significant. That's about what their average salary would be.
Absolutely, for average
worker.
But
if they get a life sentence, so they've actually killed someone, they get a life sentence, then that $580 a month goes up to $2,900. I mean, that's way above the average monthly income.
Wow.
Married terrorist would get an additional $87 a month on top of the $2,900. So they're going to be getting about $3,000 a month. And those that have children get an additional $14 per child. So you have like 8 or 10 children, you're well over $3,000 a month. Your whole family's taken care of.
So you can see why they're encouraged to kill. And you, and we should not be giving $1 to them.
Yeah. And if you have a citizenship, Matt, if you have become an Israeli citizen and you have the life sentence, you get the $2,900 a month. If you are married, you get $87 a month. If you have 10 kids, you get $14 per child, and you get $144 a month if you're an Israeli citizen.
Yeah,
that's
up.
An incentive to kill innocent Israelis and American citizens. And they couch it, you know, I was reading some of the headlines from CNN and others. They couch it as if they're taking the, you know, that President Trump is now taking food out of the mouths of babes, right? And what he's doing is he is taking the resources, the funding mechanisms from the Palestinian Authority to actually pay for terrorist acts. It's just absolutely absurd that the mainstream media will not be honest about this.
When President Obama was president, Anita and I went to go visit Jericho. We were there during a tour. We don't take our tour group into Jericho or Bethlehem, unfortunately. Certainly not into Gaza or Ramallah by any means. But we don't go to Jericho either, and we don't go to Bethlehem. And the reason is because the Oslo Accords under Bill Clinton, 1993, ultimately ended up having an agreement to give control to the Palestinian Authority over those places of Israel. So that's why you can't guarantee security, and it is more unstable in Bethlehem, of all places, and Jericho, and certainly Hamas and Gaza and Ramallah with the Palestinian Authority. But when we're driving into Jericho, we're in a diplomat's car, we're driving into Jericho, and it's not just in Jericho, it's anywhere of these Palestinian places. There's a sign there that warns Israeli citizens not to enter because it is unsafe for them. In other words, Jews that are there in Israel are warned, you can't enter this particular area because your life would be in danger. Right beside those signs, and this was what was irritating, just outrageous, is another sign. And it says, this particular development or project is being funded, something that was going on in Jericho, by the United States government.
Wow.
And so we were funding projects in these places, and the signs were side by side. Here's American taxpayer dollars at work, helping the Palestinian Authority. And by the way, Jews, don't you dare come in here. Mm-hmm. And also what we did was, under the Obama administration, in Israel, the road signs are in Hebrew, Arabic, and English. Well, they were like that in some of these places like Jericho and Bethlehem as well. We funded the Palestinian Authority so that they could redo their road signs to remove Hebrew, so that they'd only be in Arabic and English and wipe out Hebrew. That's the kind of mentality that the Obama administration and previous presidents have had, even Republican presidents. And finally, we have a president, Donald Trump, who is taking things seriously and is standing with Israel. And Holly, even though you would think that, and I would think that you could get the same words from everybody, we're opposed to terrorism, nobody acted. Now President Trump has acted in the right way.
Yeah, and we're thankful. We're thankful for our ambassadors there and just for what he's doing and taking action on this to protect Israel, God's chosen country.
Yeah, this is an amazing time to be alive. We have great opportunity. Liberty Council has Christians in Defense of Israel, which is our Israel education and advocacy ministry. You can go to CIDIsrael.org, CIDIsrael.org. That's our Christians in Defense of Israel website. We'll actually be taking a group to Israel in March of 2019. We're going to be posting something there in the near future. We also have, of course, Covenant Journey, which takes Christian college-age students to Israel in January, May, June, July, and August, covenantjourney.org. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Stand with us as we stand with Israel. And remember to pray for Liberty Counsel in our ministries and support us financially. You can go to lc.org for more information and make online contributions right there at lc.org. And also learn about additional resources regarding Israel and other matters at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.